proud Aussie, Matt Canavan, who is a senator. Anyway, what he did, he posted on Facebook and he put, I am a hopeless romantic. I've taken my wife to 17 coal mines. Brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
17 coal mines in 4 days campaigning through central Queensland. Oh, no, any girl.
Where are we going today, babe?
Another coal mine.
We're going to coal mine.
Yeah. So
this one's a bit different.
So four and a bit in a day. Yeah. So
this one's underground.
Yeah, so breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then even some more. I know. Curse would love that.
Coal-fired barbecues.
Brilliant. So we're looking at the most unromantic date story. 133353, give us a call.
G'day, Jack from East Gosford.
Good morning, gents. How are you this morning?
Not too bad.
Romance isn't your strong spot.
I'm sorry to say. I was actually introduced to a lovely lady and was told to meet up with her at a bar. And I did, as a matter of fact. It was a kind of local bar that I was frequenting quite a lot. And I knew the owners and also the bartenders there. Everything was like, I got basically 5-star service all the time there. We're sitting there having a couple of drinks, and this was getting close to closing time, and everybody was being ushered out the door, and I had a few other extra privileges, so to speak. Like, I could sit there with the owner and have a couple of drinks later on after everybody was kind of shoved out the door.
You're welcome.
All right. Anyways, one of the bartenders walked up with actually extra beers and noticed that both of our beers had been almost finished, and he went to grab on the lady's drink. And she basically, her turned around and said, I'm not finished with this yet, and started punching him.
She started punching the waiter who was
barring. Yeah, he tried to give us a new drink. backing away and everything else, and of course, this was a very sociable bar, but there was no, how do I say, bouncers or anything to that regards, right? So the two waiters come across and they're saying, Jack, you're going to have to leave, and she's getting all frustrated and screaming and yelling and everything else, and they're pushing her out the door, and she pushes her, basically punched her fist through the front window of the bar, and I'm standing on the other side of these waiters going, hey, you know, calm down, you know, like, we'll get this fixed, you know, and as embarrassing as it was, I had to call the police on her.
Police on your date? You never tell someone that's upset to calm down either, Jack, just quietly.
There's nothing, she just kept freaking out even more. She's trying to bash windows and on the bar, and I'm going, you've got to, this is just insane. It's absolutely insane. Sure enough, police did show up. She ran completely off on her own, and the police were like, well, who's this, and everything else. And I said to the bartender and the owners, and I said, look, you know, I'm responsible for this because she was my date. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, later on, any time that I showed up to the bar, they always asked, you didn't bring a date, did you, Jack?
How was your second date with this girl? Didn't go well.
I never had a date with this girl or your second one after this again.
Okay.
No, not surprised. That's what you get going out with the grog monster.